In a meeting room at a strip mall, outfitted with rows of folding chairs, the head of the state's largest pro-life group tells activists the enemy in Austin is not the Democrats. It's Republicans who haven't delivered.
These guys work for us. And if they don't want to pass pro-life bills, tax cuts, homeschooling bills, they need to go home once and for all.
Texas Right to Life's Jim Graham headlined the Life, Liberty, and Property Rights Rally last week with top honchos from Texas Eagle Forum, Empower Texans, the Texas Homeschool Coalition, and Grassroots America, a powerful Tea Party group run by Joanne Fleming.
The one thing that scares the daylights out of the establishment ruling class in Austin, Texas, is the Texas Liberty Movement, and they have everything to be scared of.
Separately, the groups use direct mail, election scorecards, and extensive social media networks to promote their political endorsements. Combined, Graham believes they may be the most potent conservative machine in Texas.
We have demonstrated in the last election cycle that we can remove very powerful entrenched incumbents when we all work together.
Graham says the groups united to defeat longtime State Senator John Corona of Dallas and Representative Bennett Ratliff of Carrollton. They've backed Senator Ken Paxton, who finished first in the primary for Attorney General, and they take credit for putting incumbent Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst on the ropes as he tries to overtake their pick, Dan Patrick.
What we're looking for is true transparency, and what we're looking
for. Tea Party organizer Fleming says the groups are focused on preserving personal freedom and limited government. For voter Ben Davis, that means less spending.
Not playing games about balancing the budget, because the budget, as was discussed tonight, has grown by 26%.
For Ray Myers, it means controlling the border.
They're not all coming over here to work. They're coming in our country. We don't know who they are. And it's terrorism is a very, very vital issue that we must address. That scares me for my grandchildren.
Les Roysom just wants some honesty.
I believe they're hiding. There's subterfuge. There's backdoor money. There's underhanded politics going on. Cronyism.
SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says the success of this coalition would create challenges in a growing state that will need to expand its highway system, develop water supplies, and educate more children.
Institutional, more business-friendly Republican interests want to see some additional spending on education, on access to health care, but particularly infrastructure. We're going to need additional resources in order to manage those problems. The Tea Party will not permit that to happen.
Joanne Fleming's response to that, find a way to pay for what's necessary without increasing the budget.
Because we have got to fire the fake conservatives in Austin.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.